Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, as we mentioned earlier on the programme, the Ireland Fund's Black Tie Gala dinner in Washington, D.C. to mark St. Patrick's Week was briefly interrupted last night by relatives of the former schoolteacher Enoch Burke. The dinner was attended by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the British Ambassador Peter Mandelson and several members of the United States Congress. And during a speech by the head coach of the Washington Commanders NFL team, Dan Quinn, the Burke family started shouting. We can hear a little bit of what they said now. Well, we're joined for more now from Washington by political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Elaine Loughlin. And Elaine, you were there last night. So tell us what happened, what it was like to be in the room.
Yes, Claire, a bit surreal, but Washington tends to happen or tends to give us surprises. The Burke family had been outside the Ireland dinner as guests were arriving. And this is a really exclusive dinner that happens in the Building Museum in the central Washington every year. It's an expensive gig to go to, and I think around $1 million was raised last night at that event. They were silently holding banners as guests arrived for this black tie event. The event proceeded. Micheál Martin made a speech. Others made speeches. And it's towards the end, as you said, when Dan Quinn, the Washington Commanders NFL coach, was accepting an honorary award, that three members of the Burke family, Isaac, Amy and their mother Martina, managed to get in, and we're not sure how, because obviously there is security at the door of these events, Claire, but somehow they got in and they made for Micheál Martin, shouting and reminding the Taoiseach of the case of their brother and their son. They were quickly, I think, as people may have seen the video online or videos online now circulating, they were quickly escorted, or it has to be said, dragged and pulled out by police officers. They continued shouting throughout. Martina, Isaac and Amy's mother fell to the ground and had to be essentially carried out of the venue. And they remained on the street shouting and making their case for some minutes afterwards, and initially saying they wouldn't speak to Irish media, but Irish media were the only ones there, so they eventually did speak.
And was everybody in the room aware that there was a disruption, that there was a protest happening? I mean, how vocal were they? Did the proceedings stop for a couple of moments or did things just carry on?
Yes, the proceedings did, I suppose, were interrupted for a few moments, especially when Martina tried to make her way to the Taoiseach's table shouting about her son Enoch, who she said has been in custody for 500 days or more over, as listeners will know, over his opposition to transgenderism. And she continued for a matter of seconds, but obviously when people are listening to a speech and someone comes in and begins shouting like this, the whole room was aware of it. Now, in fairness, the police did deal with it very quickly and they were escorted, or as I said, manhandled off and out of the building very quickly. Dan Quinn, who was on stage, as I said, at the time, joked this was just like an NFL game, and he continued on with his speech and the event continued on. It has to be said, it was towards the end of the dinner at that stage. People were listening to the final speeches and getting ready for the drinks reception.
All right, well, it's headline news here, although as you said, there weren't any American media there who were speaking to the family of schoolteacher Enoch Burke outside of that event. Elaine, thanks for bringing us that. Elaine Loughlin there from the Irish Examiner, who is in Washington this morning.